According to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Kathy Stepp, there could be a new proposal on the table to help the agency operate without tax support, one that would involve selling the naming rights to Wisconsin state parks.
The proposal comes amid other significant proposed changes to the DNR, including the elimination of 66 positions and a halt to conservation land purchases. And while naming rights for parks is just a possibility at this point, Stepp said she'd like to gather input in the coming years about that idea.
And we want to know what you think. Should state parks be able to sell their naming rights in order to help them be financially solvent to raise needed money for the parks? Or do you see this as something that should be completely off the table? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Call in now, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Craig, a contributor already on the Central Time Facebook page, Craig writes, no, for so many reasons, starting with the fact that they already have names. And Tim wrote in, hey, honey, want to go hiking at Pick and Save State Park? How about you? Should we sell naming rights maybe to corporations for Wisconsin state parks and natural areas? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. While your calls are coming in, one more comment. Patrick writes, that would be a slap in the face to some of Wisconsin's historical figures. Think of the Richard Bong Recreational Area or Governor Thompson State Park, etc. We'll go to your calls now. Dan is on the line in Wausau. Dan, hi. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm really not in favor of it. I'd like to know how much money they're looking for, and if they're really that shortchanged, maybe they should talk to our governor and they could take some of his campaign funds and use it instead.
Dan, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. As we look at this idea floated so far, not an official proposal in the works, the idea of selling naming rights for state parks. 800-642-1234. Keegan is next in Waupaca. Keegan, hi.
Hi. Hello. I think the selling the naming rights is a great way to fund the department, but I do think we need to do something to honor and continue with the historical names.
So how do you see that work? I know sometimes sports stadiums have something field at something stadium, where one's the corporate name, one's the historical name. Are you thinking of something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they already do it with ballparks, so... Oh.
All right, Keegan, interesting twist on that. Thanks a lot for calling in. I will go now to Kay in Madison. Kay, hi.
Well, I think it's a stupid idea. I can't see going to Chevy Park or Ford Park or something, or Chevy Devil's Lake Park. It just seems cheapen the whole idea of a park system, and I think Wisconsin is famous for its parks. And this is just one more way of chipping away at its reputation.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call and sharing your thoughts. Bob is with us next in Appleton. Bob, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. The comments I have about what I've been hearing about Governor Walker doing the trying to rename the parks and wildlife areas, I think that's the wrong thing to do. Basically, we are, as the one caller had stated, we are noted for having pristine parks. And it would be kind of interesting to have our first park, state park we ever had was Interstate Park over in the northwestern part of the state. Well, what are they going to name it? Miller Park? Coors Park? I mean, I can understand doing that for stadiums, but for state parks and wildlife refuges, I mean, are we that tight with the Pittman-Rodman Act that we can't afford to do this, because sports people pay for that right for us to have that.
Bob, thanks a lot for that call. Looking at the idea of naming rights, selling them for state parks. Nathan is with us next in Waukesha. Nathan, hi.
Hi. I just call him to say I'd rather go to a park named after Chase Bank or some other corporation than not have a park at all due to lack of funding.
So you think you wouldn't mind seeing a different name on the state park as long as the money came in and kept it operating?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have a park there than not have a park there because we're too concerned with what it's called.
All right, Nathan, thank you so much for that call. You can keep sharing your thoughts, keep the conversation going over at the Central Time Facebook page, asking your thoughts on the idea of selling naming rights for Wisconsin's state parks.